This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yeah, we could. Yes, we're live.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahlan wa sahlan bil jami'. Ana sa'id jiddan 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 in ana mawjood fi liqa' live ana wa akhuna al-ghali Nu'man Ali Khan. اسم كبير وأنا فرحان جدا 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 إن إحنا هذا اللقاء الجميل اللي بيجمعني أنا وهو وحتيب لأخونا دكتور إبراهيم كالعادة إدارة هذا الحوار نجتمع بين أمريكا وبين مصر ويلتقي الشرق والغرب في هذا اللقاء الروحي في هذه الليلة الجميلة. تفضل أخي إبراهيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. برحب بكل الحضور. Welcome everyone who is listening to us now from any place in the world. We have alhamdulillah a mutual live stream between Dr. Amr Khalid from Cairo and Ustaz Nu'man Ali Khan from Texas, from Dallas, and myself from Arizona is talking with you. Inshallah, today we're going to ponder Surah Al-Qadr, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Many people will ask who collect these views, yeah, like many different opinions, and we are just together talking about something in Ramadan. This is the point that we pick something or a topic unites our hearts together, which is a dua, which is Surah Al-Qadr, which is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We have to feel this in our hearts. طبعا احنا النهاردة معنا الدكتور عمرو خالد من القاهرة ومعنا الأستاذ نعمان علي خان غني عن التعريف الداعية الأمريكي المعروف وعندنا الداعية المصري المعروف وأنا دائما بسميهم كده يعني نعمان خان مصر هو الدكتور عمرو وعمرو خالد أمريكا هو أستاذ نعمان خان يعني أنا دائما بقول كده فإن شاء الله النهاردة نكون عندنا لايف متميز جدا وهبدأ أرحب بالأستاذ نعمان علي خان. Welcome, نعمان. How are you? How's everything?
I'm doing well. Alhamdulillah. It's really happy to have this opportunity to speak to both of you.
Allah يبارك فيك. How's Ramadan? How's last 10 nights with you?
It is exhausting, but it's very good.
Alhamdulillah. Especially in the heat of Dallas. Is that right?
No, the Dallas weather has been cool, actually.
Wow.
So, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It's been very easy this Ramadan.
Allah يبارك فيك. Also, I want to welcome Dr. Amr Khalid from Al Qahira, one from the most influencer da'i in the Middle East. I'm so happy that I have him today with Nu'man Khan. Welcome, Dr. Amr.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan bika, khuya.
Allah yibarik fiik. Jazakumullah khair. طيب, let me start right away with Dr. Amr Khalid from Al Qahira, from Cairo, with his views about Surah Al Qadr. Everyone is talking about Surah Al Qadr. But definitely, I wanted to know a brief about the importance of Surah Al-Qadr from Dr. Amr Khalid. Dr. Amr Khalid, أنا عايز أسألك على أهمية سورة القدر وإيه النقاط اللي كل الناس بتتكلم على سورة القدر بس عايز أعرف حاجة سبيشال من الدكتور عمر عن سورة القدر.
يعني هو الاسم أولاً كلمة القدر تكررت في السورة صغيرة 3 مرات. إن أنزلناها في ليلة القدر ما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. كلمة القدر محتاجة إنك مجرد ما تبدأ تستوعبها وتعي معاني الكلمة تفتح أمامك أفاق كبيرة جدا. القدر لأن قدرها كبير وما قدر الله حق قدره لو عرفت قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى لو عرفت قدر ليلة القدر وكأن ليلة القدر مفتاح لمعرفتك بقدر الله سبحانه وتعالى لأنك لو شفت تجلي العطاء والكرم والرحمة والعفو والمغفرة هتعرف قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى فهي سميت ليلة القدر لأن كل ما قدرها كبر في قلبك كل ما ثوابها وكل ما عطاها زاد في حياتك فده المعنى الأولاني. المعنى الثاني سميت ليلة القدر لأن أقدار العباد تقدر فيها فالله كاتب كل شيء عنده في اللوح المحفوظ لكن تنزل أقدار العباد في صحائف الملائكة إن أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إن كنا منزلين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم ففي هذه الليلة تقدر أقدار العباد فتخيل أنت تعبد الله تبارك وتعالى في هذه الليلة وقدرك يكتب في صحائف الملائكة رب راضي في ليلة كريمة وعبد يسجد ويعبد ويدعو الله. حسن الظن بالله يقول لك إيه؟ إن شاء الله قدرك السنة الجاية سيكون قدر رائع وجميل، لأن الرب راضي والليلة غالية وأنت عابد لله في هذه الليلة. المعنى الثالث والأخير ليلة القدر، القدر من الضيق. الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر يضيق. سيدنا يونس فظن أن لن نقدر عليه، يعني نضيق عليه. طب يعني إيه ليلة القدر الضيق؟ هي ليلة محدودة في زمنها، في وقتها، في عدد ساعتها، ولكن منها فتح أكثر من 1000 شهر. يا من ضاقت عليكم الدنيا في ليلة القدر اللي تبدو أنها محدودة في وقتها وزمنها، سيفتح لكم خير من 1000 شهر من الجري في الحياة أو من الحسنات في الحياة. فليلة القدر جاءت ثلاث، كلمة القدر جاءت 3 مرات، وكل مرة بتغذي معنى من معاني كلمة القدر. قدرها كبير عند الله، قدرك يكتب في هذه الليلة، من قلب الضيق يولد الفتح الكبير والسعة الكبيرة.
ما شاء الله دكتور عمرو، يعني the summary of what the دكتور عمرو said that he translated the word actually linguistically and religiously, let us say it, and he said that it comes with three angles. The first angle, which is the word itself, it comes from al-qadr as a value thing. يعني it's talking about the value of this night. Then he said
value or esteem. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Then he said also the qadr, it comes as a destiny, that maqdur. Then also he's talking about qadr as a tightness thing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just it's few hours, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings fath from these few hours. Sheikh Nu'man, please tell us about Surah Al-Qadr also from your perspective.
Yeah, so let's start this conversation with the same word that our esteemed Dr. Amr Khalid brought up on the word qadr. I've been thinking about it. I've been talking about the surah for many years, but this year I had some new thoughts about just the use of this word. And you know how Allah says, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr," that Allah created everything with precise measure and calculation, and even the stages of the moon, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ manazil. And so as I was thinking about that, you know, every human being has a very particular lifespan, when we're going to die, how long we're going to live, what is going to happen in our lives. There's a calculation as part of Allah's plan. But that's the plan for one person. But Allah has a plan for the entire ummah. And then by extension, Allah has a plan for the entire world. And then Allah has a plan for the entire universe. And all of that is qadr. And the story of humanity, there was a certain time when the Quran had to come. And there was a certain time that the Quran was going to continue to come to the Prophet ﷺ. And then there was a qadr, the diq that Sheikh Amr was referring to, that there was a time where the Prophet ﷺ's time will be finished. And it had to be at that time. And then from it also we get this philosophy of the Quran itself. Everything in the Quran is very tight. It's very specific. The Quran is not overly detailed. Like even Laylatul Qadr, such an amazing night. But Allah told us, even in the words, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, it's as if Allah is telling us, you're not actually capable of fully understanding Laylatul Qadr, but one thing that you might be able to process is Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Because actually it's fawqa balik. You can't process it, right? And then I was thinking about just alf shahr. Really quickly, I'll mention that the average lifespan now, right now in 2023, some researchers say the average lifespan right now is between 60 to 75 years old. So most people don't live 83 years, 1,000 months, right? Most people don't live that long. And as you go further back in history, the average lifespan was even less. So people didn't live 1,000 months most of the time. Very, very rich people lived 1,000 months. And of course, you go to ancient times and we have stories of prophets that lived many more years. That's biqadrillah. But generally speaking, human beings did not live that long. So the phrase 1,000 months also kind of, it refers to something longer than the life of the average person even. It's more than an entire lifetime. And inshallah, I want to hear from Dr. Khalid again, but I have some thoughts on why not just say a lifetime? Why say 1,000 months? Why not say years? Why not say days? Why specifically say months? And I think there's wisdom in every phrase that Allah has chosen in this remarkable surah.
ما شاء الله. خلينا ترجم سريعا. دكتور عمرو دكتور الأستاذ نعمان علي خان بيتكلم على إن القدر نفسه أو كلمة القدر ربنا جابها حتى في حاجات كونية. آيات كونية، والقمر قدرناه منازل. الدكتور عمرو ادانا سايد جميل قوي، والأستاذ النعمان بيدينا سايد تاني، ما تفوتوش الحلقة لأنها شكلها حلقة قوية جدا، وبناخد بوندرينج تدبر من اتنين جامدين جدا خلينا نقول. فالأستاذ النعمان بيتكلم بقى كمان في حتة ان انت اصلا مش هتتخيل قدر وعظم الليلة، لأن ربنا سبحانه وتعالى بيتكلم على أنها أكتر من 1000 شهر، اللي هو يوجوالي الناس ما بتعيش أصلاً 1000 شهر. فكان بيتكلم أستاذ نعمان على ليه هو 1000 شهر، وليه مش سنة، وليه مش يوم، وليه جاب حاجة الناس ما بتعيشهاش إلا في النوادر. فشكل الحلقة قوية جداً. خلينا نطلع نرجع لعمر، دكتور عمرو خالد مرة أخرى. دكتور عمرو، can you please tell us something about the details of the ayat itself inside the ayat? Of course you have a pondering and you have tadabbur of like the small details. I wanted to listen from you small details about the surah.
يعني هو أول حاجة إن أنزلناه، يعني شرف الليلة من شرف القرآن، شرف رمضان من شرف القرآن، وبالتالي ابتدت الآية بالقرآن، الصورة بالقرآن، وكأن الفكرة هذه ليلة القرآن، وهذه ليلة عيش فيها مع القرآن، وهذه ليلة للتقرب من القرآن. والنقطة اللي بعد كده، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. لما أنا أقول لما أخونا نعمان علي خان يخاطب جمهوره بنفسه ويقول لهم ما أدراكم أهمية الموضوع دون، الناس هتلتفت، فما بالك لو رب العالمين هو اللي بيقول وما أدراك، يعني انتوا لا تدركوا عطائي لكم هيكون شكله ايه. وبعدين لما قال ليلة القدر خير من 1000 شهر، ما قالش مثل 1000 شهر. يعني انا هزود على كلام اخونا نعمان علي خان. اخونا نعمان علي خان قال لك انت ما بتعيش اصلا 1000 شهر، هو ما قالش قد 1000 شهر، هو قال لك خير، يعني ممكن تكون دبل عمرك، ممكن تكون تريبل عمرك، ممكن تكون 10 تايمز عمرك، يعني انت وكأن الله يقول لك عطائي لك في هذه الليلة خير أو أكبر من أعمار فوق عمرك، مش قد عمرك. وكأن طب وكل واحد بقى أنا دبل ولا تريبل، ولا كل واحد وإحساسه بالله في هذه الليلة. فكل واحد إذن هي المينيمم خير من 1000 شهر. طب والماكسيمم ليس لها سقف.
نعم
ليس لها سقف.
Yeah, that's great. Dr. Amr Khalid just is expressing to us the word itself of khayr, and the word is وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ. And he said that when Allah said وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what do you think? When Allah says that he gives us attention, we should have attention, that Allah is talking about something and he is asking us, what do you think about it? Allahu Akbar. Then Dr. Amr said that people don't live 1000 months, but Allah even said khayrun. It's like more than 1,000 months, but maybe triple or double or triple or maybe 10 times of your age from al-khayr. Let me come back right away to Nu'man. I feel this episode and this يعني خواطر is so amazing, and do not miss it, because mashallah, we have great views from both of our da'is today, Dr. Amr and Ustad Nu'man. Ustad Nu'man, give us something from what you have.
So Dr. Khalid talked about how the surah began describing the greatness of the Quran itself, inna anzalnahu. And it's important to note that Allah did not say inna anzalna al-Quran, qal inna anzalnahu, al-dhamir al-sha'n, what's called in Balagha studies. And this is important because instead of saying we sent the Quran, Allah said we sent it. And a pronoun always goes back to a noun. When I say it to you, unless if we were watching the same sports match, if it was the World Cup final, and I call you and I say, did you watch it? Did you watch it? I don't say, did you watch the match? I say, did you watch it? Because it's already on your mind. It's as if Allah expects after the Quran came down that it's already on the minds of everyone. Okay. And for someone who never knows what it is, and they hear, we sent it in the night of power, if they hear that, then it creates the question, what is it? I need to know what this it is. So it's actually Allah inviting curiosity into the Quran just by the way that the pronoun introduced. The thing I was thinking about for 1,000 months, in literature, in Arabic, in English, in Farsi, in many languages, there are many ways of saying infinite. So for example, if I told you Ibrahim, I called you again and again. مرة بعد مرة, right? That actually means endlessly. I kept calling and kept calling and kept. There's no end. Like, you know, ثُمَّ رْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْن يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرَ. It's not two times. It's just again and again and again and again. And a thousand is one of those phrases. If I say, I told you 1,000 times, it doesn't mean 1,000 times. It actually means I told you all the time, infinitely. So the word thousand brings about over and over and over. But the word shahr is also important because with the word shahr, there's kind of a connection made to شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. If you use the word sana, you won't see that connection. The Layla already covered. Now the word shahr brings that connection. But the other is that our life is, you know, we think of, oh, what am I going to do this year? Right? After Ramadan, the khatib says, okay, make sure you have taqwa this year until next Ramadan. But a year is too long. If I give you a goal, if I give a child a goal, make sure you finish this project this year, the child will not finish the project. But if I say, make sure you hand this in tomorrow, they'll finish the project because they have an immediate deadline, right? So Layla gives an immediate sense, I need to do this high priority project of ibadah right now. But Shahr also gives limited timeline. Like this month, what am I supposed to do? Next month, what am I supposed to do? Next month, what am I supposed to do? Because if you think too far ahead, then you get analysis paralysis. You analyze, you don't do anything. Because, oh my God, there's so much to do. I don't know if I'm gonna, you know. But Allah made it khayrun min alfi shahr, as if, you know, life is made up of shuhur. You know, it's just one month at a time. What am I going to do this month? What am I going to do this week? You know, and it which is why we even on Judgment Day when we come, illa bithna illa yawma. Right, so we were here for just a day. So it's a really remarkable way of thinking about time management also that Allah has kind of placed inside of this surah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Nu'man is بيتكلم معانا بحرف حرف وكلمة كلمة والشرح بتاع الهاء الضمير الغائب أو الضمير الراجع على الكلمة إنه بيقول حتى لو في نهائي كأس العالم وإحنا بنتكلم هقولك أنت شفت الماتش مش هقولك أنت هقولك أنت شفته مش هقولك أنت شفت المباراة التي لعبت لا ما إحنا عارفين وهي كأنها شيء معروف فالأستاذ نعمان بيركز على حرف حرف وكلمة كلمة كلمة شهر برضو خدها في اتجاه لازم المعنى مش المعنى إنه مش لازم يكون ألف شهر كده حقيقيين ده هو عايز يخلينا نركز على الموضوع وكأنه حاجة بتيجي ورا حاجة ورا حاجة ورا بتيجي ورا حاجة أنا هرجع مرة أخرى للدكتور عمرو I'm gonna come back to دكتور عمرو دكتور عمرو can you tell us something like story or something that you lived it in ليالي القدر فتح عظيم something happened for you something happened in your life in these blessed nights also in the beginning I wanted to ask you this did you feel a Layla Qadr in last years that you lived it and you make sure that it was it
يعني خلينا نقول في البداية أخويا إبراهيم إن إحنا لازم ندرك إن شهر رمضان قبل ما أحكي لك القصة شهر رمضان هو الشهر الذي أو آسف ليلة القدر هي الليلة التي تصنع الفارق في حياتك يعني هي ليلة تحديد مصير انت اقصى حاجه بيتحدد فيها مصيرك في الحياه امتحان بي اتش دي انترفيو علشان تشتغل في شركه مالتي ناشونال لكن انت متخيل ان مصيرك الاخروي ومصيرك حتى في الدنيا مرتبط بهذه الليله ليله تحديد المصير ليله تصنع الفارق في حياتك عشان كده ربنا لما قال شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القران هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان هذا الشهر يصنع الفارق في مستقبلك وكلمة الفرقان كلمة مش بسيطة هي العلامة الفارقة التي تحدث تغير جذري في الحياة سمي عمر بن الخطاب الفاروق لأن الإسلام قبل عمر غير الإسلام بعد عمر يوم بدر سمي يوم الفرقان لأن الإسلام قبل بدر غير الإسلام بعد بدر شهر رمضان شهر الفرقان والناس ما بتاخدش بالها من كلمة الفرقان إن الشهر ده يصنع الفارق في حياتك فأنا رمضان حرجع بقى للقصة أنا رمضان صنع الفارق في حياتي ثلاث مرات يعني أنا حياتي تحولت جذريا مرة الكارير بتاعي مرة كوني داعية إسلامي مرة أصلا وأنا عندي 14 سنة بداية صلاتي وعبادتي كانت في هذه الأيام فأنا تذوقت أنا مدرك يعني إيه أن هذا الشهر تدخله بني آدم تطلع واحد تاني، أن هذه العشر أيام الأخيرة تدخلها تطلع واحد تاني، إنك تدخل الليالي دي منضبط إنك تجد ليلة القدر فتدخل تخرج إنسان تاني خالص، وهذا عن تجربة، وهذا مش كلام مرسل، وكلمة إنها خير من ألف شهر مش بس في الحسنات ولكن فيما يلقى في قلبك من معاني لو جريت ألف شهر مش هتعرف تحصلها. حتى في الأرزاق يكتب لك في هذه الليلة فتح علاقة مع إنسان هتاكل الشهد نتيجة الشغل معاه، نتيجة أن ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر جري في الدنيا. فهي ليلة تصنع الفارق. أنا صنع الفارق في حياتي مرتين، مرة أن أكون إنسان قريب من الله بصلي، ومرة الداعية الإسلامي عمرو خالد بدايته كانت رمضان صدفة بدون ترتيب، والمرة الثالثة كانت في الكارير بتاع الشغل بتاعي في الحياة. أنا عندي، أنا فاصل رسالتي الدينية عن البزنس بتاعي، أنا عندي ماي اون بزنس اللي أنا بشتغل منه ومبسوط إن أنا عامل الفصلة دي ومروق وفرحان. كل ده له علاقة بالعشرة الأواخر من رمضان. أنهي ليلة أنا ما بنشلش، وكل سنة أفضل ماشي كل الليالي مركز جدا حتى الليالي الزوجية، وبعدين أقول لهم إيه شكلها يوم 29 عشان نفضل عشان نفضل شغالين لغايه اخر يوم بس. يعني
دكتور عمرو خالد is talking about how these layali, how these nights affected his career even and it gives him baraka, it lets him even come back to Allah and start pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was because of the barakat and the blessings of this month. Let me right away go to Nu'man Khan and this last question inshallah. Nu'man, just please tell us something about your career also, or any story happened in these blessed nights for you, you cannot even forget it.
I think that would have to be when I was 18 years old, 18, 19 years old. My parents left the United States. I was living by myself for the first time. And I had no parental supervision. There was no authority over me. And I was living in New York City, and I was working, and I was going to college at the time. And I don't know how, but Allah put something in me that I just wanted to go spend more time in the masjid. And I decided to spend the last 10 nights. I did my i'tikaf for the first time when I was 19 years old. And I did it in a masjid in New York. And
what's the name of the masjid, please?
The Muslim Center of New York in Flushing. Okay, great. Yeah, great. That's my first home. مَا الْحُبُّ إِلَّا لِلْحَبِيبِ الْأَوَّلِي. So I went there, and I still remember the nights, these last 10 nights. I literally remember where I used to sit and stand and pray, and we would make a qiyam in jama'ah, and I didn't know a lot of Quran. I didn't know much Arabic either. I didn't know anything, actually. And I'm listening to the Quran, and I'm just crying that I've out of shame that Allah is talking to me, but I can't hear him. Like, that's what I felt the whole night. I would feel over and over again, Allah is talking to me, but I can't hear him. And and at the end of it, I would just, at the end of every rak'ah, I would just sit there and just make dua, like, Allah, ya Allah, I need to hear you. I know you hear me, but I need to hear you, right? Okay. And that was probably the most, spiritually, probably the most powerful moment in my life. Like, I don't really talk about those moments. I don't think I've ever even mentioned that publicly before. But like, to me, you know, that was my Laylatul Qadr experience. You know, I can't even say it was, it wasn't, who knows. I was inside the masjid. I wasn't even looking at the sky if it's hazy or if it looks, you know, I wasn't doing any of that. I was just having a conversation with Allah, and everything else disappeared in the background, you know. And I look back at that, and sometimes, if I'm being honest, sometimes I'm jealous of my 18-year-old self, because you can learn a lot of Quran, you can study, you can even teach, but there was a desperation in the heart that I can remember, that it was really intense. And sometimes I wish I had that back at that level that I had it back then, you know? So some, you know, it's, you would say, Alhamdulillah, now I know, I understand when Allah speaks more and more. But actually, Is it the knowledge that's more valuable, or is it the thirst of the heart and the crying heart that just wants to connect to Allah? Is that more valuable? And I don't know if on Judgment Day, if all the work that I've done is more valuable to Allah, may Allah accept from all of us, or is it that night?
You know, brother Nu'man, can you imagine? I have the same story. I was 14 years old, and it was the last 10 days of Ramadan, and I wasn't pray at that time. And suddenly, before Fajr, 10 minutes before Fajr, because I don't pray, so no need to wait. So I went to sleep, and suddenly, I found myself, I want to pray now. Make wudu, pray rak'atain.
I've had exactly the same experience.
I have the same story. It was in the last 10 days. And I found myself saying, Ya Rabb, خليني أصلي بقيت عمري. أنا عايز أصلي. And starting from this moment, this is my story till now.
سبحانك
الفارق في الحياة. So we, brother Nu'man, you shocked me. I have the same story. Can you imagine? But I was 14, not 18. I'm before you.
Allah, I'm so lucky that I'm hearing exclusive things happen to both of you. أنا سعيد جدا إن أنا قاعد وسط اثنين بيحكوا خبراتهم السابقة. الوقت بيطير معانا للأسف, لازم ننهي, فهننهي إن شاء الله بدعاء. In 1 minute or 2 minutes, إن شاء الله we're going to make دعاء بإذن الله تعالى. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us attend Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawmil kafirin. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا الله يا كريم يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا ذا القوة والجبروت, اعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأبنائنا من النار. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذه الليالي العظيمة ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, برحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يشهدون ليلة القدر. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يشهدون ليلة القدر يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. دكتور عمرو, تفضل.
لقاء رائع. It's my pleasure and I'm so happy. يعني الحمد لله لقاء جميل في ليلة جميلة, وجميل أن يتلاقح الفكر بين الشرق والغرب, حاجة جميلة رائعة. الله يبارك فيك أخويا إبراهيم على ترتيب هذا اللقاء.
نعمان خان, تفضل.
It's an honor to have this conversation. May Allah include this as an act of dhikr for him and make it a means of our forgiveness. And like Dr. Amr said, I think more and more conversations need to happen with Muslims around the world, regardless of languages and barriers. And the Quran unifies us in ways that nothing else can. And I pray that Allah unites the hearts and has us overlook each other's shortcomings, has us just look for the good in each other, because, you know, the whatever shortcomings we have, we pray that Allah forgives ours and ours get erased. So instead of us being obsessed with the shortcomings of someone else, let's just obsess ourselves with our own and, you know, look at someone else for the good in them and even ask Allah for khair for them, you know, when we think of them. So I pray that we, as an ummah, become more merciful to one another and more forgiving of one another and correct each other in a way that is actually, it's not full of hate. Even correcting each other should be something that's done full of love. Allah himself is Ar-Rahman with us. So, you know, and Ar-Rahma Bainahum comes from that, right? So may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us of that and soften our hearts towards him and towards each other this Ramadan.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. You gave the nahi, Ya Nu'man. Ashkurkum, shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.